Shanti. 20th January 2020. The effort for today. While experiencing newness at every moment, also put new zeal and enthusiasm into others. Dance in happiness and continue to sing songs of the Father's virtues. While sweetening your own mouth with the toli of sweetness, also sweeten the mouths of others with sweet words, sweet sanskars and sweet nature. So today's homework. While experiencing newness at every moment, also put new zeal and enthusiasm into others. So the first thing is newness. Second, dance in happiness and sing the Father's praises. So dancing and singing. And the third thing is, while sweetening your own mouth with the toli of sweetness, sweeten the mouths of others with sweet words, sweet sanskars and sweet nature. So sweeten the mouth with toli of sweetness and also sweeten others with sweet words, sanskars and nature. So Baba is telling these three things today. The first is to bring newness. If we continue any one task for a long time, and if you keep on doing that in the similar manner, gradually the interest fades away. The task becomes dull and drab. And that's where Baba often says, bring newness, bring creativity, because creativity, newness will bring back the lost enthusiasm. Otherwise, if there is the same routine and which is going on for a long time, gradually we lose interest. So trying to bring newness in everything, right from Amrit Vela till night. Whatever we do, do it as if it is something new. Do it with the spirit of newness, with the spirit of creativity. Let me try those things which I have never tried before. Let me do those experiments which I have never done before. The spiritual experiments. Our life should become a spiritual laboratory where we sit and perform spiritual experiments every day. If you look at the lifestyle of Brahmins, it includes few things, at least 7 to 8 things. Our day starts with Amrit Vela, and then we have free time between Amrit Vela and Murli class. So this is the post Amrit Vela period. And then maybe breakfast, and then you enter the area of work, that is Karma Yoga. Here you have karmic accounts, here you have relationships to settle, here you have seva, and then evening yoga, and then discussion of Gyan, and then sleep. So if you look at the lifestyle of Brahmins, it should be like this, or it is like this in many cases. So right from Amrit Vela till sleep, if there is no newness, they are repeating the same things time and again, makes everything mundane and ordinary. So newness should be there in Amrit Vela. Newness in post Amrit Vela period, doing some planning, some gyan churning, exercise, walking, exploring nature, or sitting and thinking deeply about one's life, different journeys that we have undertaken in our lives. Murli, how this can become interesting rather than just going and sitting in the class, opening diary, jotting down points, and then coming back again. Find out methods of Murli listening. Many foreigners, they sit with a paper, they draw a diagram, some colorful picture, the entire Murli in one picture, or mind mapping, or different ways are there of writing all the points rather than simply writing it one below the other. So there should be a newness in listening Murli, there should be newness in reading Murli, there should be newness in understanding Murli. In the similar manner, food. What attitude, what perspective, what thoughts I eat, how do I eat? Can I bring some newness while eating rather than allowing thoughts to stray anywhere? Can I make them focus and eat with concentrated mind? In silence, without any distraction. Karma Yoga. How can we bring newness in Karma Yoga? How can we settle the karmic accounts which are so tough to settle? And yet, with happiness, with love, with that lightness of the mind, without getting distressed. So settling of karmic account should also become an act of pleasure. Settling of karmic account should become a sort of a game rather than a harassment, rather than an ordeal. It should become a plaything. Similarly, relationships, how we can sweeten all the relationships, why there is so much bitterness, why there is so much aloofness, why there is so much gap in understanding, why there is a hillock of misunderstanding, why the disturbance, how we can sweeten them, how we make them harmonious. All the relationships, can I bring some newness, some silence, some psychological distancing, some positivity? So newness in relationships. In the similar manner, newness should be there in service, in seva. If we keep on doing the same service every day in the similar manner, again it becomes dull and drab task. What newness we can create in service? Find out. Explore. For example, we have the task of conducting course, 7-day course to somebody. Can I bring some newness in that course? Every time I start with the chapter of soul, can I start with something else? Every time one person speaks and the other listens, can I make it an experiential session rather than just a didactic lecture? Can it become a two-way thing rather than just an unilateral process? So anything, whatever seva we do, there should be some newness, some creativity, something which we haven't done before. So bring that newness in service. Then evening yoga. How can I make evening yoga as interesting as the morning yoga? Do I really give that much importance to the evening yoga as I give to the Amrit Vela? For many people, evening yoga doesn't exist at all because they are busy in service or some other task, especially in the outside world. In Madhuban, it is different, but if you see the Brahmin family outside, the awareness for evening yoga is dwindling down. So, can I make evening yoga as powerful as the morning yoga? Can I give as much importance to the evening yoga as I give to the morning yoga? Can evening yoga become as refreshing, as nourishing as the morning yoga? If not, what are the obstacles? What are the barriers? Where I am engaged? Why I am so much busy in the worldly chores? Again, Gyan discussion. Is it the part of my daily routine or not? Or my routine consists only of listening to lectures or giving lectures? Gyan discussion is entirely different things. It's not about lecturing. It's not about listening. It's about discussing. It's about brainstorming. It's about four people sitting together, five people sitting together, 10 people sitting together and discussing out the essence of knowledge. So, Gyan discussion should be the part of daily routine. Without discussing things, many things don't become clear. And this Gyan is very deep. It is not by solo reading or solitary contemplation that you understand it fully. This needs involvement of many brains. Brainstorming. Take one topic, keep the topic in the middle, and all should sit like this in a circle. Then the discussion takes place. Discussion should not be like this, that people are sitting on sofas. Let them sit in a circle like this. And then keep the topic and let everyone throw his opinion. So Gyan discussion should be the part of our daily routine. And then how do I go to sleep? What is the methodology? How do I sleep? I get tired and just hit the bed. Is that the method that I sleep? Or there is some Murli reading, some yoga, some drill, and then I sleep. How do I sleep? So this is the entire routine of the Brahmin life. Starting with Amrit Vela, with post-Amrit Vela period, with Murli, with food, then Karma Yoga, karmic accounts, relationships, service. Again food in between. But as I said, food is same. How do I eat? Evening yoga. And then how much importance I have given to Gyan discussion. If there is no place for Gyan discussion because of various reasons, I must first fix those reasons. Why there is no possibility of Gyan discussion in my daily routine? Can I make it an imperative thing in my life? Sleep. So, bring newness. That is the first thing. And how do we bring newness? How to bring newness? I just told the areas where newness should be brought. Now what should be done so that we bring newness? How to bring newness? From where to bring newness? Yes? New techniques, where from to bring it? Change the place. Okay. So if you want to bring newness, sometimes change the place. Automatically newness comes. So go, if you are doing evening yoga in your home every day, try to go to the center if it is nearby and do evening yoga there, or go to some new place, some rocky mountain, some seashore, some garden on the terrace, balcony, or there is a beautiful scenery. So try to change the place, and the newness automatically would come. Newness would be the result rather. Then how to bring newness? How? How?
Language.
Yeah, this is one of the best techniques. If you are doing yoga in Hindi, try to do it in English. If you are doing it in English, try to do it in Hindi. Change the mind's language, and you will find that something new has happened. So change the language. Then ask others. Ask somebody how do they spend their day. That's one of the greatest sources of bringing newness. You can learn from anybody. People will teach you so many things. Just ask any sevadari, any brother, any sister, that what is their daily routine, and they will teach you. They will tell you some excellent things which you can imitate and emulate. What else? By reading books. Reading books is one of the best methods of bringing newness. Otherwise, how will you know? Because people do not like to divulge the secrets. But books tell you everything. So you should have a voracious habit of reading books. Every day, spend time reading few pages of few motivational books. At least 50 new pages every day. Or 100. Or 200. Or sometimes a whole book. If I don't read, if I myself don't read something new, I feel restless. So I keep on reading. So, reading books bring newness, bring creativity. Reading books brings some new joy, some new information, some new knowledge, some new experience. Yesterday I was reading experience of one senior sister, and she mentioned that she had to spend one whole night at the platform because there was such a fierce opposition from her family. And she was from a well-to-do family, a very royal family. And during her initial days of Brahma Kumaris, she came in Gyan in 60s, and how she had to undergo everything. So she mentioned her meeting with Mama and her meeting with Baba, and how she was inspired. And she said, I did not, and then Mama came to her place, stayed for 4-5 days for the first time. And she says, I don't remember anything what she, Mama, said about Gyan. I don't understand. I couldn't understand her language of Gyan, but I still remember the love that she showered. So, new experiences. Keep on reading new experiences. Keep on reading new points of knowledge. Keep on reading Sakar Murlis. And one more thing. Spend time reading old Sakar Murlis. Old Sakar Murlis. We focus on reading today's Sakar Murli. What about 1 week Sakar Murli? What about 1 month back, what was said? And you will get new words, new understanding. For example, in today's Sakar Murli, Baba has said, those who give sorrow to others are known as ghazis. That's a new word. Though in Muslim literature, this word has got a positive meaning. It means somebody who is brave. But today's Murli, Baba said, those who give sorrow to others, they are ghazis. So you will get to know new things, new understanding, new horizon, new expansion. Otherwise, you remain like a frog in the well. So, reading books will bring newness. What else? Sharing. Yes. Discussing, sharing will bring newness. Once you share your knowledge, the other person will be inspired to share his knowledge. And then there would be exchange of knowledge. any exchange of knowledge would result in growth. What else? Give, take topics and start writing on it or journeying on it. Take new topic every day. Take out topics, extract topics, create topics, and then churn them. What else? Newness. Listening classes also bring newness, yeah. Some experience. So listening, reading, changing place, sharing things, reading books, these all things bring newness. So that is the first thing to do today. If you have newness, you will have enthusiasm within you and you can pump enthusiasm into others. Second, Baba says, dance and sing. This is the life of dancing and singing. We are the dancing prophets. We are the singing masihas. We are the dancing incarnations, avatars. We are the singing tirthankaras. So we are the children of God. So our life is the life of dancing. Our life is the life of enjoyment. Our life is the life of singing. Our life is the life of feasting. Not fasting. So it's a life of feasting. Feast. You enjoy. You swing in happiness. So we are the swinging, dancing, capering souls. So sing and dance. Find out points of happiness. Find out points of intoxications. Extract those points which are filled with power. So such points of intoxication would make you dance. And the third thing, sweeten your own mouth with the toli of sweetness. And then sweeten others with sweet words, with sweet nature, sweet sanskars. So sweetening one's life, making one's life sweet, to drive out the bitterness, the grudges, the biases, the prejudices, the vices. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba has said multiple times that you have to do only one thing, self-checking. How many punya, how many pap, how many virtuous deeds, how many sins I have committed. To what extent I remember in remembrance? What is my stage throughout the day? Did I perform some wrong task? Did I give sorrow to somebody? Check yourself. Do this self-checking. Mukhda, dekhle, prani. See your own face. What Baba is saying is right, or what the world is saying is right. Check yourself. Check your own chart. How much service I do, how much donation I give. Every pearl, every line, is every version of the Murli, Baba said today, is worth millions. So how much donations I give, to what extent I am doing punya, charitable deeds. So keep on doing self-checking. So this self-checking would drive out the bitterness, the vices, the unhealthiness, the crookedness which is within the soul, and the soul would become pure, virtuous and happy. So these are the three tasks to be done today, today's effort. While experiencing newness at every moment, also put new enthusiasm and zeal into others. Dance in happiness and continue to sing songs of the Father's virtue. While sweetening your own mouth with the toli of sweetness, also sweeten the mouths of others with sweet words, sweet sanskars, and sweet nature. Om Shanti.